What about the ER positive, HER2 negative situation? Again, metastatic disease, typical situation, let's say patient relapses on an adjuvant AI.
Are you talking about a germline carrier or not?
Yeah, germline carrier. Okay, so you have a patient who's got a BRCA germline mutation, they have an ER positive, HER2 negative tumor, and they develop metastatic disease while they're receiving an AI, for example. Where would olaparib fit in the sequence of that patient?
That one's a little bit tougher. The triple negative subset in Olympiad seemed to do particularly well. I think the question in this case is you also have, so they relapse on an AI. We have very good, second line fulvestrant plus a CDK4/6 inhibitor. Do you do that or do you go to a PARP inhibitor in this setting? I probably would go with a conventional first to second line endocrine approach, in a patient, particularly if they're a few years into their endocrine therapy. And I'd probably use, fulvestrant with a CDK4/6 inhibitor, and I might reserve, a PARP inhibitor to the next line. In part because, the data are a little less strong in hormone receptor positive, HER2 negative BRCA carriers. And the second is that, the toxicity of second line endocrine therapy with CDK4/6 inhibitors is actually relatively minimal, and they can have very good outcomes for, a year or two. And so I think that's a reasonable thing to sequence first. Now, when I get to the point where I'm thinking of chemo, and a hormone, two-thirds of our patients end up getting chemo at some point, I would certainly sequence olaparib before chemo in these patients.
So, olaparib before capecitabine?
Yeah.